Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Zach, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. It seems to me at the beginning of Lent that it's always good for me to get my mind back on who God is and what God is, so that I can have a good Lent and surrender myself more fully to Him. Because if I have a bad idea or an incorrect idea, or if my idea of God more reflects my weaknesses and my own way of viewing the world than the reality of who He is, that maybe my Lent would lack more fruit, or might even be, I don't know, in some way detrimental. I know there's different times where I've come up with something to do for Lent that is a bit too much, and it's more about beating myself up. Sometimes it's a little bit too little. I find myself kind of haggling a little bit with God, maybe. You know, I'll give you this thing if you give me that. And I think I've just come to understand Lent. I've had a love-hate relationship with Lent. I've loved it a lot in my early conversion and dreaded it more now. And I think I've just kind of found that Lent is about getting our lens on correctly. So a few questions and a few thoughts have popped into my head. I was in graduate school. I learned a lot from Aquinas, and one of Aquinas's principles is that I cannot love something that I don't first know. And so I constantly need to go back to the idea, and I constantly have gone back to that idea and tried to think, do I love God or some idea of God? I need to know something in order to love it. And so if I'm loving my idea of God, but not who He is in reality, I need these seasons like Lent to shift and put a new lens on to see it. And so there's a few ideas of God that I continually come back to, that we sometimes view God as the biggest, most powerful being in our universe. And if that's the case, then there's a bunch of different other options that I can see God as. And I remember going through these in a silent retreat with the now late Monsignor Mahold, who just passed away a couple months ago. He led a silent retreat when I was in college, and he asked us a bunch of different questions, and he had a bunch of different profiles of how we view God. You know, is He the stormtrooper God that's hovering above us and His commando helicopter ready to pounce at any moment when He sees weakness? Is He kind of, he said in his own language, the senior advisor to both political parties, right? Is that how I view God? Is He just kind of this weak, spineless, He just loves us so much that we can just, you know, take advantage of Him all the time, and He just is almost like a kitten God. And is He too harsh? Is He too not? And with all of that, with all those views of God, I end up when I adopt them, forgetting that God is not just a powerful being, but God is being itself. That everything that is because God wills it to be, gives everything that is a share in His being. He revealed His name is I Am Who Am. And anything that doesn't have God, whether it be our actions, portions of our life, we call evil because it's lacking being, not because it's demonic, but evil means a lack of some being. And so anything without God is evil because it lacks some goodness that should be there. And not only that, 1 John tells us that God is love. And so I have to think, what is love? It's willing to give another. When I love something, I love it because I see some goodness and I want it for myself. But God, he's being itself. He's truth itself. He's goodness itself. And so if God is goodness, then he can't look at something and see some goodness he doesn't have. He looks at something and through willing it, he gives it some of his goodness to share in. And that's God. And so I think we have a chance at the beginning of Lent to look and see maybe where am I lacking goodness? And where is there some goodness that is missing that should be there? Maybe do I view God as something limited by everything that I'm limited by and forget that he's being itself? Or even kind of the last point that I learned and just been pondering for a couple of years now, not the last point, but one of the points that we're talking about here, the last one I'll talk about, is the idea that none of us are necessary. If I didn't exist, the universe would still turn. Human history would still go on. But all these other views of God kind of look at him as if I'm necessary, right? I'm a necessary part. But God's the only thing that's necessary. He's being itself, goodness itself, truth itself. And I'm not necessary. Everything turns without me. And so that means at every moment that I exist, that I have being, that there's goodness. And not just goodness like stuff that makes me happy, but goodness like God wants it. It is, so it's good. That means that God's willing me at every moment. I'm not a necessary cog, but I'm chosen and willed by God and sustained in being every second. And so at this beginning of Lent, as I'm trying to sift through, what do? I always want a grand program or something to do. How do I just put this lens on and see the world, see God as much as I can, as he really is, instead of me at the center of things and trying to conform God to my own thoughts or hopes for what he is?
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.